Oh, hey. Oi, Manos, como vai? Tudo bem? I am here with a very special guest, the one, the only, Amelia Svets.
Amelia, do you have anything to say? You want to have anything to say?
What if all of a sudden she just starts spewing, like, actually, self-love comes from within?
Wouldn't that be incredible?
That's what she's trying to say.
Hey, this is presenting itself to be a lot harder than I thought.
Hey, jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it, and yet it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded. Jaded. Mano, vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá.
All right, we're gonna attempt to do this. How's the volume?
Are we good?
Cheryl, shut the fuck up. Oh no, she looks so sad when I said that.
She even came to me.
Oh, look, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I have a guest here, an even bigger baby.
Hi.
My sister, Bianca Catapretta, is here. Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, Bianca Svets.
Ooh, she's Bianca Svets.
Bianca Sveti.
How do you feel about your new name, that it sounds so much like sweaty?
I don't know. I have to embrace it, I think.
Bianca Svets. Did you ever think that you were going to switch your last name?
No, I didn't. I was like, I'm always going to be a Catapretta. And then you told me you're always going to keep the last name. I was like, all right, I guess I'm off the hook. And then
so
now you have to keep it. But then, I don't know, keeping it as a middle name was going to be crazy. Bianca Catapretta Svets. And everybody's like, that's not crazy. I'm like, try spelling it. And they can't.
Is Amelia's last name Svets?
Yeah, Moreira Svets.
Our middle name is Moreira.
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 Boricua.
Morena. But I feel like it's a weird middle name. I never tell people. I'm like, it's Maria in Portuguese.
No.
Yeah.
I say Moreira. And then when Ross says, like, everybody's like, what's your daughter's middle name? He's like, Maria. I'm like, and he's like, Moreira. And then he like really rolls the R and he makes it nice.
That's so cute.
Bianca's trying to eat. She's like, can I eat during this? I'm like, I mean, people are into ASMR, so.
No.
Like,
it is a really extra crunchy grape.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like when we eat this grape.
Do it.
Ooh. I just.
She sprayed me with the grape.
Okay.
Did you guys want to just listen to a podcast where sisters chew grapes? You're in for a treat.
You got it.
I've been here in Charlottesville, Virginia, and they live in this beautiful farm. We just went on a nice walk, and her husband just left his job of how many years?
10 years,
to go to this new job. And so his mom threw a party, and her name is
Betty Jo.
Betty Jo Svets. Well, that doesn't sound like a Southern with a Svets.
She's Rhodes. Her maiden name is Betty Jo Rhodes.
Betty Jo Rhodes is like, it's like a novel.
I know. She has a novel of like Sismon. Like, she's been here since, like, you know, when the fire station was the school, like all this stuff. Like, she's been here, like the original buildings that are all different things.
Wait,
now.
The fire station is where we stayed, that cabin where we stayed. That's your target.
No. There's like the actual fire, like, station here. Yeah. And like that was down the road, used to be a school, and it converted back into like, I don't even know, like
that's so trippy because it's like we've been so many different places. Like, I can't imagine what it's like to be in the same town,
same place.
I mean, you've been here, you stayed in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to brag, like I left and I went to Roanoke. Like,
I actually drove a couple miles out.
No, well, I lived at the beach. That was unrealistic. And
that's
then,
when you were like a boat parker. You parked boats for a living.
I
was like, she's going to crash some boats.
I actually did really well. And then I crashed a boat recently, like, or 2 years ago.
You did?
It was Ross's family's boat. And I was like, I got it. I used to do this for a living. And like, I went like opposite and I rammed it into the dock. And Betty Jo was watching me and I blacked out. Like, I panicked and I went right into the dock. I was trying to impress his mom. I was like, I used to drive boats all the time.
I don't think you ever told me that.
I tried to get it out. It was like the whole family was on the dock watching me and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I'm like, oh God, like rammed it into the dock.
That's so wild. It's so the farm where they live is owned by Ross's family. And we stayed in one of the cabins, Cam and I did. And it used to be like a school or a church or.
It was a school.
And,
I'm gonna say.
And Cam definitely got molested by a ghost. And look, I'm into spirituality and I'm into ghost stuff. A little, but like not enough that I'm like, I saw a ghost and that's what it was. Yeah. Like sometimes I'll feel like there's somebody sitting on my bed and I'm like, Cheryl, And it's not.
I feel presence. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's grandma, definitely, right? Or both. Like,
I mean, I that's not the first thing I want to think about. Like, that's my grandma.
I think it's always grandma. Like,
I mean, in a wishful, like, yeah, I hope it is. But yeah. You know, when you run into the next room to get something and it's dark.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I creep myself out, but in this house, which I definitely think is haunted, the one that we're living in, I like sprint. Like, I the like same can't thing run fast enough.
I put my hand out like this, like to feel the wall, and I just rammed into the wall.
That's how I cracked my nose. I had two hands out and then I put one hand back.
Yeah.
And the one hand that I put back was the frame, the door frame. And I ran right into, and Ross was like, "What was that?" And I was like, "Cracked," and my nose was bleeding. I ran so hard into it.
You guys don't know this.
I just ram into it.
Because, yeah, Bianca runs into things a lot. You broke my nose once. Didn't you throw a shoe at me once and break my nose?
The best aim I've ever had. I haven't gotten anything good after that. That was like the one time.
Okay, so wait, I want to tell the story. So we stayed in this cabin and we thought it was haunted because there was one night where I like could feel Cheryl. It was a really tall bed that we were sleeping in. It was like one of those like farmhouses. That's like very like creepy paintings of their kids on the walls and stuff. And I felt Cheryl on the side and I was like, come on, come on. And then I went down to get her and I like couldn't feel her. So I kind of panicked and I went to turn on the lights and none of the lights would turn on. Like I was going in and off with the lights. And then I went around to the other side and I was like, Cheryl. And I was like, Cam, help, 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 help. I was freaking out. So then he comes on, turns on the light and Cheryl's like on the complete opposite side of the room. So that freaked me out. And then we were like, this place is haunted. And then in the middle of the night, Cam woke up, was like, and he was like, something was licking my nipple.
I think it was Cheryl.
Cheryl doesn't, she's never licked me.
Do that.
She's not like a licky dog.
But Cam also does like eat snacks, you know, like, and who knows, he like might have spilled something.
No. So it was a ghost. It was a ghost that molested him. He's very attractive.
And I feel like in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I can't argue that.
Yeah.
He's healthy. We decided because we can't say to the other person like, hey, your boyfriend's hot, you know, because that's weird because we're sisters. So Bianca always says.
And I was like, hey, Cam. I was like, Cam looks really healthy.
He's a healthy boy.
Healthy boy. He eats his oats.
And it's funny saying for girls like that's a healthy girl.
Yeah. I mean, that's positive. Yeah. We should be like, you're really healthy. And it's like, are you telling me I'm overweight? Like, that's like you're comfortable in your skin. No, no, no.
I hate backhanded compliments. Oh, that dress looks better. Like,
well, I'm like, wait, Ross says that to me sometimes. Wait a minute.
Bianca can't get dressed. That's one of her things.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Like, I buy stuff even the wrong size. Like, I can't get it. And I'm like, is this comfortable? I don't know. I'm like, oh, can I breathe? Yeah.
Undecisive. You know why? Because I made every decision for you growing up. I was like too bossy and I made you undecisive. Yeah.
She did carry my backpack to school,
to work.
I would.
This baby boss. We're running a very hard corporation in Brazil. Yeah.
That would actually sound right.
Maybe that's why my relationships are all messed up because I was so codependent with you.
Don't blame it on me.
I think it's your fault.
It might be.
I know because your healthy husband is just like me. Ross is just like me.
But like, not as like.
No, he is. He just,
he? Well, just like I'm
no, he's more personable. Like I'm more crazy, but he's like OCD and like does stuff like me in that way.
Yeah. And he's learned to love the way I am.
And like Amelia's in the background, like, and what are you guys talking about? She's just like us. She hates missing out. Like when we're all hanging out, she like won't go to sleep.
She's like, no, can't. I can't do it. And like, and she like fights it. Even her hand goes limp and she's like, no,
I can't. I have to be part of this.
She fell asleep. Like we tried to put her down during the party upstairs.
Yeah.
Fought it for an hour plus. And then the second we brought her out, I was like, she's going to fall asleep in somebody's lap or in the stroller. The second she came out, she fell asleep.
The party was so nice because, you know, and when Virginia parties are different, like people actually want to hang out and drink and then like, you know, like get to know you talk. They're not like, what, like I do have this feeling like in LA, it's always like, what do you do? Not competitive, but like, what do you want from me? Like feeling like you don't really get to know
networking
people.
Networking no matter what. It's like a network, like what can I gain from this? Or what, who do you know?
Yeah. Like, who do you know that
name drops?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, if it was like so nice. I talked to an older woman for like a long time. We kind of got to know each other.
Yeah. Jenny, she's awesome.
But also there was a 93-year-old man there named Blue.
Oh, Blue. Like, what's his name? It's
what? Blue.
His real name.
Oh, I thought that was his real name. Is his real name not Blue?
No, it's
Elder or something.
Oh, that's like such an old school name.
Yeah.
Elders.
Elder, but I think Blue's his middle name.
Blue is such a cute name. And I was like, oh my God, somebody should name their kid Blue. And then I'm like, oh, Blue Ivy. Beyonce did it. She's ahead of everybody.
Blue can outdrink anybody.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Blue, you want to smoke some weed? And he's like, last time I smoked weed, everybody carried me home. I had to wait. I woke up on my porch on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll like take out his teeth and just like play whatever game we're playing. We played the game Stump with him that you flip a hammer, which is like the worst thing a 90 something can do. Right. Flip a hammer in the dark and you have to catch the hammer. And as many times as the hammer flipped is how many times you get to slam the nail, like hit the nail.
Okay, so describe it better. So there's a stump.
There's a stump on the ground and each person gets a nail in front of them.
Yeah.
And the goal is to have your nail be the last one standing, right? So everybody flips a hammer and they take their turn and you have to try, you pick somebody else's nail like to hit. And you have to, you can't redo the hit. Like if you miss a nail, if you flip the hammer once, you only get one swing.
So you got to flip it a bunch so you have more tries. But it's like scary to flip a hammer a bunch because what if you catch it?
Exactly. Or like, I'm just going to go the safe route and just do one and like slow and steady. But then I happen to be playing with a fucking juggler. Like out of all the times that I meet a juggler, you know, the guy flips the hammer like 10 times. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, and he catches it and like hits and like, and he's a carpenter, I think, on top of it.
He's like the only person that's good at that game.
He's like good at everything. Yeah. One of those guys that you meet. And he obviously won, but. Yeah.
But it's crazy thinking about like he's 93, like, and we're talking about this stuff and he's like, this is all so boring. Like the stuff he's seen is like, he was like, I used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Marbles, yeah. He used to own the, so there's a little antique shop down the road from Betty, you know, he owned that. It was like a gas station.
Wasn't it that woman that dressed really well?
Yeah, but she's...
Don't careful. Yeah. This is a podcast. People listen to this. A whole
so nice.
A whole 20 to 30 people will hear it.
No, she's nice. She's nice.
Yeah. I saw her from a distance.
She dresses really well.
Yeah. I love like a woman who dresses like very like lesbian-y, like in that sense. It's like you could just hop on your horse and ride away.
She knows her light. Like she finds her light.
Oh yeah. I was making fun of my sister because we took a group photo and she's like behind the shadow of a tree.
It was shitty. It was like the leaves too. It's not even like one solid line. It's like patchy.
Yeah. We're all like, Bianca, find your light. She's like,
I did it from the left. Like I saw it, but
in, it has to be in the front.
I didn't, I know. I was like, oh, the light's in my eye. So like, but I also thought we were getting well lit by Ross's dad that thought was taking a picture.
Ross's dad is the best. His name's Mike and he makes the best old fashioned or Manhattans and the best. Like he has a simple syrup already made and like those black cherry. I hate regular maraschino cherries that
I like them too.
No, you know, cherries. You know, the stuff they use, the preservative, I heard it's like
dead bodies.
No, it's the, well, that's really way worse.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's like, I'm pretty sure.
Like formaldehyde. Yeah. No, it's the same stuff that's in gum. So it like sits in your stomach forever and you can't ever digest it. It's just like, if you have a bunch of those cherries, they just sit in your stomach lining. You guys can disprove that. I mean, look, I'm not a cherry expert.
But I also think it's something with the dead bodies thing, I heard.
They can't put formaldehyde in stuff we eat.
Something. We'll look it up after this. And
yeah, if Dylan was here, if my producer was here, I'd be like, Dylan, look it up.
I was going to just yell at Ross, but.
Because we hear the baby yelling in the background. Oh, wait, I want to do this because I want to put this in the episode. But so Amelia.
Oh, yeah. She laughed for the first time with Jade, which I'm like.
She's laughed a couple times.
I'm funny.
I'm Bianca's funny. Funnier than me.
No. Okay. Yeah. But she's funny. Like a baby thinks she's really funny.
Yeah. Like babies. I crush with babies. I can't lie. Like if I wish babies would come to more comedy shows.
I realize I don't talk enough. Like I talk a lot to her, but you talk to her like.
Yeah, I full conversations.
Yeah, full conversations about like your career, what you're doing, what you're wearing. And she just like eats it up. She just like smiles the whole time. And Jade was, I don't know what you're talking about with her, but you're like, I'm going to catch you laughing. And you recorded it and you caught it.
Yeah. But it's not on, the camera's not on her. So it's perfect for the podcast. I'll just play it too. It almost sounds like she's crying, but she's not. She was just like,
you're cracking me up. You're cracking me.
Yeah, she was just like talking, like her mouth and her eyebrows move. So it's so crazy because, you know, first she's like a blob and she was like inside of you. a baby came outside of you from outside.
So when, like, during delivery, when she gave her to me, I was like, where'd you get that? Like, does that, like, where'd you find that baby?
Oh my God, you picked a good one.
What?
Like, and we were at the party with all her friends are having kids now because they're normal people who don't live in LA. And
it was pretty impressive. Like, our group of friends, the girl's like, oh my God, I need to get pregnant. And she came back like 3 months later. She's like, I'm pregnant.
Hey, I was
like,
did what the fuck? Yeah. So her friend just had a baby and it's so cute. It's so tiny. Like, it's like 4 pounds, like 5 pounds maybe.
She was 6'2" when she was born.
That's crazy.
And Peach was 6'8".
No way.
Yeah.
But she's so tiny. Like, so, cause her husband's pretty tall, big guy. And he came into the party holding this tiny, it looked like a fake baby. It was so little. I was like fast walking.
You're like, oh my God. And you grabbed your chest with your phone and like went towards it. And I was like, Jade.
It was so crazy because I just was so driven. I was like, oh. And also I love him. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's his baby. It's
cute to see.
Yeah. But so we were standing together cause at this party, Betty Jo has a lot of like women friends, you know, who are like auntie types, you know, like that commercial, the Geico commercials. They're like, we got aunts.
It's a big community though. Like the Keswick, that's why she had this party. She's like, everybody needs like,
to meet the baby.
They're asking about Amelia and every single one of them sent us a gift.
I know that's incredible. I would get nothing. I
haven't talked to us in like, but they all raised Ross. Like this community raised Ross. It's real. Like all of them are like, I used to watch Ross when he was a baby. Like, all of them helped, you know, so it's really cool, like to have that sense of community. Like, it's cool.
It was cool. We walked.
Very southern.
Yeah, we walked in and Amelia was being held by one of them and they were all in a circle, like all staring at her.
Which at first we're like, uh-oh.
I was like, I can't go in there. That's too many. It's too much. It was like too much woman in
but
there.
It started like we weren't expecting it. Ross, we were watching the monitor and she started to cry in her crib upstairs at their house. And he went to go in the room and there's already a woman there, Sukal, like helping soothe her. And he's like, what? And then like,
like some woman, like,
women just like took over and like try to help us. And we're like, okay.
But you know, there's a lot of communities that work like that where they like, okay, like there's this community. Cause I was trying to do this podcast called Dick Sick. Remember with Nicole, where we like go back to the origins of like, what is sex and like attraction and like family and blah, blah, blah. And these communities in the Amazon, they still do this thing where the women will like have sex with multiple men. She'll have sex with this guy cause he's smart and have sex with this guy cause he's like strong and hot. And like, they think that it's a combined thing from different men that make the baby. Yeah. Yeah. Make like one baby. And then the whole community raises the baby.
Like everybody's the mom. Everybody's the dad.
There's only that.
I know.
Simple.
No, but it is that simple there. Like that's what they don't think it's like, one. They think like the community raises.
Well, the community, I think, well, that can also be like a, what do you call,
what?
A cult.
No,
a cult,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, what's it called?
Like
a hippie communion. Like
a cult. Oh, like a commune.
Commune. Yeah. In a way, but not in the woods, you know, not in the jungle.
Yeah. But that's how it is. They go and then they think like it's the whole community's job to raise the baby, not just the mom, which I think is kind of better.
It's really, I like that. Yeah. I like that. That's how, I want to say that's how Jessica and her sister and my best friend, she like, they all help each other, like watch each other's kids. Like
that makes me sad. Cause then I just come in. I'm like the weird aunt with the dog. Like, hi,
you're not, she loves you so much.
I know. But then I feel like I have friends in LA, but it would be hard to raise it's harder to raise a baby in LA where things are a little more isolated.
It's a little bit harder in LA.
Yeah.
It seems like just walking your dog is harder in LA.
It's true. There's a lot of black surfaces and it gets too hot. So I wanted to tell this story. So I was holding the newborn, the little baby that I like ran towards. Bruce.
Oh, her name's Bruce.
Yeah, her name is Bruce.
That's the best name ever, Bruce. Oh, I want to steal that.
Then it gets really lengthy. So it's Bruce. I don't remember which one comes first. It's Bruce True. What's his mom's name?
Let's not say the whole name just in case they don't want it. But
beep, beep, beep.
The whole thing is just beeped out. Her name is Betty Pop. So I'm holding the little tiny baby and she's holding Amelia. And this woman comes up to us and the baby's leg is kind of dangling down, you know, like as a baby's legs does, you know, they don't really have like, And the woman just like picks up the foot and like the foot kind of flaps down. And she's like, this baby's dusky. Just dusky looking at the baby. And we're like, both like, what? Like, cause we thought she was kidding. You know, when people are like, so rude, you think it's a joke. And we were like, is this a joke? And then I go, well, that's her baby, you know, and she's really white and she's really pale. So of course the baby's pale. And she's like, I don't know. This is dusky. The skin's just not, it's not, this baby's really healathy. And like touches Amelia. Yeah. And she goes, but this baby, Dusky. And she goes, floppy too. Floppy, real floppy. And we were both like, what? Like I think Christian and I were just both like, what just happened? Like, I think she was kind of kidding, but like.
But she couldn't like.
But she
doesn't like. Yeah, I'm sure.
She never broke. Like, no, she never broke. Yeah. And then she walks away and she goes, I'm a nurse. So I'm just saying. I mean, Christian, were like, wait, what? She's like, is the baby dying?
She. This is.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say her name. I was going to say who she is and where she lives. Yeah.
Not her. But this is her address.
But she lives right next to Betty and Mike. And the first time I met her, she comes out of the woods. Like I see this beagle at night and she's like with her arms up. Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, this lady's lost. Like this little old lady. Yeah. And then like she's like, there's my dog and like picks him up. And I'm like, oh my God, this lady's lost. And I was like, Ross. And then I see her talking to everybody. I was like, where does she live? And he's like, oh, on the other side, like through the woods. And I didn't even realize.
Amelia's crying. Do you want to grab her and bring her in here? Maybe she'll be into it. I'll keep talking while she does that. Oh, it was so funny. I couldn't tell if the woman was being rude or being funny, but man, it would be funny if I had a baby and brought it over here. All right, but close the door behind you. Look who's coming to join us. She cried the first time we did this. She didn't like it, but she's wearing hand-me-downs from my friend Carson. And oh, hello, little Amelia. Oh, she's smiley. She wanted to be a part of the conversation. She's so cute. She's wearing a little purple and green dress.
It's like when ruffles are cute on women's asses.
I know.
Don't say ass in front of the baby.
But
she knows.
Amelia, do you want to say anything? Oh.
The whole podcast is just me trying to get her. Look, I know that, like, you know, because she's my family, I'm biased, but I think she is like one of the cutest babies I've ever seen in my entire life. She's
like
so cute.
Like, it's so nerve-wracking when you're pregnant. You're like, what is this baby gonna look like? You have no clue.
I know, because hair. What's that
movie? Scary movie.
Which one?
Heritage.
Oh God, that was. Yeah. It's a mind fuck. It's like, I know my baby's
gonna. I know that baby's gonna be a sailor. I mean, I'm the aunt. The other day when we were at the party, like, because I was a little drunk and I was talking to Betty Jo and this woman, I just kept cursing. And then I go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm cursing. And Betty was like, I don't care. But I'm very aware of it. You know what I mean? When I'm around.
More aware of it. I know. I'm like, pardon me.
I'm like, what?
What am I doing?
I think we both became like that because mom and dad were always really worried. Like, you have to be a certain way. Like, I think because grandma was really proper.
But it's not that way now. Like, mom and dad are really comfortable and like, we're like extra nervous, like about being proper and like putting your napkin and eating, like chewing with my mouth closed, you know, like I'm psycho about, like, not psycho, but I'm like so hard on myself about that.
Yeah, me too. It's interesting being home, obviously, with you because I see so many of my traits in you, and I'm like, you know, like we're both just like worry warts. Like, with
we worry about everything. Like, we worry, but it's also, I think, because we care so much.
We care too much. I mean, we're perfect.
We care just like, we're just like too kind.
Look at Amelia. Amelia, do you want to say something? Oh.
She wants to eat the mic.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of this so she can see it. You guys can see it. I love it. We were watching 8mm tapes of ourselves, the one I always talk about with you guys.
Okay.
And it was so interesting because, you know, we've been going through a lot with our family. We had a family. We've been doing a lot of therapy to learn how to communicate.
Healthy growing.
And then we saw, like, just multiple choir rehearsals, dance rehearsals, gymnastics.
Lots of gymnastics meets.
And it's like, they did all that. They brought us to all that.
I think everybody should be taped when they're little, like have a video, you know, of their childhood and watch it when they're older. Cause it really puts things into perspective, like how you remember and how it was or what you experienced, what you took out of it. Like, it really opened your eyes. You're like, oh God.
Yeah. Cause for me, I'm always like, dad was mean to me. And then it's like, dad, but he was. Yeah.
And then like all, of course we're not going to like pull the video camera out when we're going to be like taping him when he's yelling. But like every moment of that, like they're just so cool. They're so nice. I mean, and we knew that it's not like we're being surprised. Like, oh my God, they're so nice. Whoa. But it's just so cool to see the dynamic that we have with them.
But we were like kind of pieces of shit.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. I mean, I like, it's like we always did something for a laugh. Like yeah. we always challenged them, you know, yeah. and they like, they're like, aha, kids. But we were yeah. assholes.
We really were assholes, but we were
so cute. We were both like, oh my God, I want my body back. And it's like, you were 12.
Yeah. I know. I was like, look at my butt. And you're like, that's a child's butt. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I not have that?
I know. I'm like, can I have my child body again?
I know. But I also imagine if I wore that leotard now.
It would be crazy. We probably still have a lot of this. I still have a lot of the clothes like that I see in the video.
Because you still fit yeah. into a lot of them.
And then
you rock some high school pieces that
I have some express. I still have the express velour suits.
You had so many.
Yeah.
Jade also had, we were going through stuff in the basement and she had, I kid you not, three leather jackets of the same color.
Yeah. And I don't
think actually,
I don't think I ever wore them because I was too like scared to like, I always wanted to be more.
Yeah. Like,
but you were a pleather one spirit week. Jade wore pleather pants and stilettos to school.
They're pointy boots. And it was when Sex and the City was on. And it was, I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is crazy. Yeah. Like, and they used to have these little like chains that go into them, which I kept. I still have them and I'll put them on tennis shoes sometimes. Oh, and I remember like, no, that's too much. People will make fun of me, but you this is it. Just enough.
I know I did it.
You did it. And you're like, just watch. People are going to like, they don't get it yet. Cause some people are like, what are those leather pants, pleather yeah. pants? And then the next thing you know, like everybody's wearing pleather.
I know.
Am I supposed to wash this before I put it in her mouth? Cause I drop it a lot and then just put it back in her
usually
mouth.
I put it back in my mouth if there's like any hairs on
yeah.
it.
Oh yeah. I'm
dog hair, not like pubes.
Yeah. There's not like just pubes all around my sister's ass.
No, I just got to clarify that. Cause I am like, ugh.
Amelia's memorized by the microphone and I really don't hope, I hope she doesn't go into comedy, but I think that she really likes music. I was singing Rent to her.
Yes, it's so funny.
Yeah, she loves it.
She loves it because I do not sing.
Yeah. Amelia. Ooh, she's smiling so big.
She loves it. She loves hanging with the girl.
I just have to say this though. Earlier when she cried, it wasn't because she didn't like me or a podcast. She was just hungry. She ate right after I put the mic down. She was like,
communicating though.
Communicating.
Like, I know. I was like, I just scared her. Sorry. That I know. I was like, that didn't sound right, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Sometimes I put the emphasis on the wrong thing. I say TV, yeah. CD, CD, CDD.
We also say, it's funny that Jade and I say the same things wrong, like shadow.
Oh yeah, I can never think
shade,
of it really
shade. Like go in the shadow, and I'm like, yeah. You mean shade? I see the same thing.
I know because people forget we're immigrants because we talk so much. I also notice another thing that we both overshare so much. Like,
yeah,
that's the one thing. Like that the therapist I've been seeing a therapist recently, which is awesome because it's been like so past due because I just overshare with everybody else, make them my therapist. You know, I'm like, I should just start paying someone for this. And she's like, you're an overshare. And because I'm like, everybody,
you don't know me. You don't know me, Winx.
What do you know about me?
What do you know about anything, Winx? Well, I did my, she's like, I wrote a book about this.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's incredible.
But it is like, I'm like, all these people have opinions about
my life.
Why? And I'm like, oh, because I'm asking for it. You know, like we put it out there, but that's how we connect with people. We overshare.
I think it's
a nervous thing.
That's what I said. Like, that's why I told you that song I wrote. Dylan, we can even insert the song here if you want.
Some of my friends say that I talk too much. They say, Jade, you talk nonstop. But if I talk so much, if I talk nonstop, then when did you even get that in, sweetheart? Rude. It really hurt my feelings when you say I talk too much. It's kind of a defense when my anxieties start to rush. I know I may come off like I don't really care, but I stress out so much that sometimes I lose my hair. Stress-induced alopecia, that is what I got. Sometimes a bitch can't sleep, so I smoke a bunch of pot. Your words hurt me to the point where I see red. I mean, I'm 37, so I'm practically half dead. Sensi to the max, oh, I'm sensi.
the song is just basically about how it's like my defense mechanism is oversharing because I get comfortable because I'm like, I said everything I had to say.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you have to say? Like, if somebody doesn't speak, the less they speak, the more I speak. It's like, I get so uncomfortable. And then next thing I know, I'm like, what the hell did I just say?
I'm like, what just came out?
I'm like, did I just give them my social security number? Like, everything comes out. And I'm like, what?
I turn around and you're like 2-5. I'm like, no, Bianca, no.
And no, Ross is like, why did you just tell them that? And I'm like, I don't know.
I have that. I heard you, like, you were like, yeah, my mom and dad are really shy. And I was like, Bianca, I shot eyes at you. Like, stop.
And I was like, and that's it.
But I was really oversharing with this woman. And then she started really oversharing with me. And then I was like, oh, this is what bonding is.
You found the one person that was like perfect for it. Yeah, that's like very, amazing.
You can always tell. And I know this is like a very vain thing, but like I connect with people through how they wear their clothes and their jewelry. Oh, like,
how they wear them, like they're comfortable in their skin. Like,
yeah, but like with just specifically, I'm like, oh my God,
you're not going to go up to the lady wearing like Lily Pulitzer and be like, she's going to.
What's that?
It's like that preppy, it's like Vineyard Vines, like it's a preppy.
Vineyard Vines. That's a clothing line?
What?
Is that like Talbots for women? For women who drink wine?
It's like some of Ross's favorites.
Yeah, he's preppy, but I love it because
he's so cute.
Yeah, he's healthy. I get a lot of.
Put together person I've ever, like.
I get a lot of polo leftovers, which I really like.
That's what attracted me to him when I first met him. He was so well put together and I was wearing my sunglasses inside.
Yeah,
I was like wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, it looked like a mess. And he was like, his hair's combed and his shirt's tucked in, like ready for work. And I was just like, what?
Those are not even major things. You're like, he's not covered in shit. And I just thought it was so cute.
No, but it was like early, really. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. Like when we started, we both worked in the beer industry. Yeah. And you always have to be the last one there at the party, like at a tap takeover and the first one to work, you know?
Tap takeover.
But you have to be the life of the party and then the most responsible one the next day.
Yeah.
So it's not easy. And I showed that. Yeah. And Ross was like, it is easy.
Yeah.
Well, but also it's not fair because like men can just comb their hair and tuck in their shirt and they look put together. Like I have to put in 6 earrings every day.
Well,
just for the, that's just my ears.
Yeah, if I just comb my hair and tucked in my shirt.
Like we have to do so much stuff.
It is though.
Like it's not fair. It's not fair. And it's
well,
like,
it's changing. But what we choose.
No, it's what we choose because we want to fit into the, this societal thing.
Yeah.
I think about this all the time. Like I talk about it all the time. It's like, we wouldn't think that hair is gross if there wasn't a market for like razors and like that women should be smooth. Like, no, when did we decide that women should be smooth? Men decided that we should be smooth. We weren't like, we want to go through pulling our hair every other day to like make them feel good.
If I didn't, I prefer to have a smooth armpit.
Why?
Because I don't like hair there.
Well, why don't you like hair? That's not an, like you didn't, you weren't born and you were like, ew, I hate hair.
No, I was like, yeah, I know. I want to be like this forever. When I was born, I had no hair.
And then, did you have something to say about that?
She's like, I have no hair.
Yeah. Oh, you're touching the mic? You like the mic?
But it is funny. Like, remember when you're little and you're first starting to get like leg, well, your leg hair is always.
I hated hair.
Thing when you first get it. And then your mustache. Dark hair, like our mustache came in. I feel like Amelia is getting a little mustache.
But that's really interesting because Sarah Silverman had this thing where this, you know, they asked questions on her podcast. Mm-hmm. And this one was like, so my best friend has this baby and she's like, you know, becoming a little girl now and like having friends and talking and stuff. And she has like the craziest unibrow.
Yeah, you have to let her, you told me about this and you have to let her be the one, like, of course, you're like, my preference is don't let her have a unibrow. Yeah. Oh my God, you don't want her to be made fun of.
But maybe she can rock it.
Yeah, maybe it's her thing to rock.
Yeah.
Like,
who's that guy who's like a big advocate? No. The poet. No.
Basketball player that he trademarked his eyebrows.
No. Oh, yeah. No, but I'm saying there's like this, there's this woman. I don't know what their pronouns. I don't know what their pronouns is. I don't know if they go by they or he, but. They advocate for like, you know, like gender, like fluidity and they wear dresses, but they're really hairy. And like, it's just this whole thing where it's like, we have to just accept who we are versus being like, we're going to fit this mold of like hairless, blah, 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 you know?
There's so many things. Like, where do we even start?
Well, I think it's starting to like change.
No, I agree. It's just like this pressure of society, like that you're raised with, like, that you have to be or do or fit into. Like, it's great that, like, people are getting to be like, no, this is me.
Yeah. And now we have to go, like, how do we teach Amelia to be like, how do we not impose our own insecurities on her?
But also, like, you have to, like, do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Like, you have to, like, you know, show that everything's, like, okay. Like, that she's not supposed to be one way. Like, you wear pink because you're a girl. Like,
yeah, I just want her to be a lesbian because I just think it's easier. And she won't have to deal with men in Virginia.
Men in Virginia are great.
Not in high school, we did not think that.
I did.
Yeah, you had a better. I just had a very tumultuous. You guys were making fun of me on that tape. I was boy crazy.
I think we're just little perverts, to tell you the truth. But in high school, this is when you were like deep into your show dance, like in
show dance.
Why did you say show dance? It's show choir?
No, is that what it's called? Show choir?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
You mean with the dance choir stuff? Yeah, show choir.
Like show choir, and she was going to Cap 21 during the summers to do like dance classes, and you were meeting a lot of guys that were dancing and singing.
Yeah.
And that's what like started to attract you. And then you come back to Virginia and you're like, who these backwards hats, like plaid shirts, like guys that played lacrosse and smoke weed, like they were just like bros.
Yeah.
You know, like go camping, like.
And then I like met Spencer.
It sounds like a dream.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like that now, but as a kid, I remember like when I saw Spencer's shimmy, I was like, love it for shimmy.
She's like, yeah, and she brings these guys home, and they're like wearing turtlenecks and singing to Rent in the car, Moulin Rouge, and I'm in the back seats, like this is a joke, right? But you're like in heaven. You're like, I remember you're just like glowing, singing with him. And he was a tap dancer.
Yeah, he's really good at tap. And he wasn't like fully in shape. So his whole body would really jiggle.
I used to fight with all your boyfriends.
Yeah, but you've had some good ones. You've had some funny, weird ones too. She dated this one guy that just would not eat anything green. I mean, Cam doesn't really eat anything. He eats some stuff, but this one kid was just like.
Nah, he called me a rabbit. And I'm like, we do eat a lot more vegetables than a normal.
I think so too. I think mom did a really good job with us with food.
Vegetarians easily.
I think I could too, but I love meat. I mean,
I love a good like churrasco. I love a good picanha.
I can't wait to see Amelia in a bathing suit. That's what's gonna be the thumbnail for this for sure. Her in a little bathing suit.
She said, "Oh, you looking at me? What do you do? Oh, you looking at me? I want you to say something for the podcast, yeah? Okay.
Not yet?
Okay, you're going to say something for the podcast?
No. You getting shy? Oh. You guys, she's so cute. It, like, hurts.
She's very cute. I will not lie.
I can't. She's everything we thought she was going to be. See, and we were so worried. Maybe she is a whole way. We have to go, look. We spend too much time worrying, and that's wasted energy because we are going to have to fix the problem once it comes upon us.
Good. Recently though, we've been helping each other be like, why are we worrying about this? Like, cause we worry about the what ifs of everything. Like, oh, how this person feel, how that person feels like, and it has nothing to do with like, we create the scenario. That's
we're over empathetic, but we're over empathetic because we grew up very codependent as a family.
Yeah. We had to care about the room rather than the individual. Like, all of us making sure we're like all comfortable making, you know, mom and dad, like,
yeah, because we were like, we only had each other at first. Like when we were first here, it was like us against the world, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. And then we carried that.
I know, but it's like, we're grownups now, like get over ourselves. Like, I just think sometimes I hear me in therapy and I'm like, Winx has got to be like, ugh.
And I can't even finish my sentence because I take it back as I'm saying, I'm like, well, like, cause I feel bad for saying it. That's the, she told me, she's like, you're in a vicious cycle. Like you say something that makes you feel sad or feel bad and then, or feel good. And then you apologize for it. And then you apologize for apologizing. And then you like beat up on yourself. I'm like, I was just staring at her with my mouth open. Like, yeah.
I know that's my problem.
I was like, so what do I do?
So no, I mean, yes. I mean, no.
I'm like, wait. Yeah.
You know, that's a weird thing, but like getting tattoos really helped me with that. Like, cause I was so like, I'm indecisive too, but it was this thing where I was like, I know it's not going to be perfect, but like, I want to get it and I have to be okay with the outcome, even if it's not perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that. Like I got some terrible tattoos. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, you have some real bad ones.
I have some impulsive. Yeah, me too. I have a couple bad, real bad ones, but I love what they mean. Like our foot ones are really bad.
Yeah. Our foot ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is basically when tattoos were made with like pencils. Yeah. It's the thickest Sharpies. Line. It was so bad. Yours is better than mine.
Well, cause it's a little bigger. That's why I didn't bleed. My mom and dad took us to get tattoos when our grandma died. We were feeling like we wanted to be bonded and, you know,
How old were we? 18?
I was in high school. We were in high school. We were both in high school. Yeah.
Am I allowed to get tattooed? With a parent?
Oh, is there an age limit to tattoos? I don't even know. I remember us being in, maybe I was in college already. Yeah, because grandma died. I was a sophomore in college.
Yeah, duh.
And I was a junior or senior?
Senior.
Yeah, we're one grade apart. Like there's one grade between us.
Yeah. Yeah, and they took us and
I kind of remember what the guy looks like. He was like skinny and like.
Yeah, short, dirty blonde hair.
Oh, wow.
Black gloves. Right. Yeah.
Black gloves. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't know. Different guys have different gloves.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
People do it with those gross surgical white gloves.
No, sometimes they can have like purple gloves.
Well, he didn't have purple gloves. I'm glad you remember that. But yeah, we got
it's not cool to not have black gloves as a tattoo artist, I guess.
We got so my grandma was like really fancy because our grandfather was a diplomat. So she had our family like seal when she would seal her letters in wax, a crest.
It was like created. It wasn't our crest because that would be a little bit more elaborate. That's what dad's family ring is that I'm going to get, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I would get that with you, but only in LA with my tattoo artist who I love.
No, not the tattoo, the ring.
Oh, the ring.
I was like, it fits me perfectly. I was like, just don't tell Jada.
Bianca and I, that's the one thing we fight over.
Well, you fit all of grandma's stuff. My grandmother's, Jade has to the T, her, well, not when she was.
Yeah, I have like yeah. Like her as an older lady, like we have the same size. Like it's creepy. Hands, everything. Clothes, everything, hats.
And they're awesome clothes and they fit you perfectly. Like it's a joke when I put some of the stuff on. I'm like, I'm going to rip it's like delicate fabric.
I know some stuff is really falling apart and I don't even know what to do about it. Like some of the purses are falling apart and I'm like, ugh, it's so hard because also I feel like I want to get rid of some of the stuff. I have so much old stuff in my closet. Like, and I feel like.
You've been saying this for a while.
I know, but I can't.
Give it away. Like, but that's just stuff. That's not what holds the memory. Well, it is to us, but why do we we're very attached to her things.
Yeah. Cause it's not like she was just like it's all good stuff.
We lived we were at her house more often than not. Like she watched us a lot. So these things were like our things. Yeah. We were like, this was our house, you know? And so like all her jewelry, she let us play with her play jeweler, costume jewelry so much.
Yeah.
And like even her expensive like silver, like.
That's my favorite word in Portuguese. I wonder if her pacifier is so loud, like the whole time I didn't think about it. But you know, my favorite word in Portuguese, bijuteria.
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 Even thought to say it. Maybe when I was little,
we said it a lot because so bijuteria means like, it's like fake jewelry. It's like gold. It's like not real gold jewelry.
I thought that meant like a jewelry shop. Bijuteria.
No, bijuteria means like, oh, maybe it does. Maybe I don't even know what it means. No, I think it's like jewelry. That's no, we're good. We're going to start wrapping it up. It's been 41 minutes. Oh, she's laying down. Oh, carefully. She's so close. Oh, she's laying down. I actually want to just like do a little shout out. Thank you. Because you guys, it's been, you know, I've been shoddy. I've been going through some life stuff right now. I'm not really like quite ready to talk about everything just yet, but I've been going through some stuff. I'm feeling a little lost trying to find my ways. And so thank you guys for hanging on with me, you know? Yeah.
What do you have to say, Amelia?
Still nothing, but
how do you feel about your first podcast experience? This was your first podcast you've ever done.
Once you pop, you can't stop. I'm ready for the next one.
I next time I'm here, she's like, you're going to be on my podcast.
Oh, she's talking. What are you saying, Amelia?
See, she's like, we're going to have a podcast.
All right. So I want to go on my Patreon for actually for sure, because I keep trying to come on and it won't let me. And I want to do a nice little shout out to all you guys. You know, I really appreciate you, mans. I really do. You guys are the fucking best and you're there for me. And I never can find the Patreon thing to thank you guys. Why am I such an idiot?
Where is it? You guys, talk amongst yourselves while I do this. B, tell us the craziest thing about having a baby.
So when they come out of you, I'm kidding.
No, tell me.
I was yelling for help in the hospital. That was the funniest part. I got there and they're like, how was it? And I was like, I was just yelling help. Like the lady wasn't helping me enough. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, she cried like a baby. I did it though. It's a really cool thing to be part of. It's like a club. It's like an unspoken respect that you see for each other. Like, or maybe it's just me, but I see a woman with a baby. I'm like, I got you. Like, it's just something that you go through.
But that's what I'm saying. That's my fear that like, if I decide not to have kids, people with kids will go like, she's not selfless.
Oh no. You have to, it's funny how selfish you do have to be selfless. Like to be, that doesn't make sense, but like to give, you have to like be selfish a little to be stronger, to be able to give. Like you have to take care of yourself.
So I'm weak and I'm weak and strong at the same time.
This is an indecisive person also telling you, giving you advice. I'm like, you have to give, but take.
You have to give, but take, but give, but wait. I don't know. What am I saying? I take it back. You can have that. But guys, I'm so glad that you hung on with me and I want to do a little shout out to all my folks. Amelia, help me out with this. Can you say thanks, Abel?
Not even close.
Abel, what's up, dude? Thank you. Brett, I see you. Sophia, my girl of the group. I love you, dude. Jeff, G Collins, Zach Childs. You know, I love you, man. Dub-a-dub-dub-dub. Joe Sagali, Ace Poet 001, and Matt Zofshack. I see you, man. You guys are the freaking best. I hope you enjoyed getting to know my incredible sister. I had fun doing this. I hope it comes out okay. We only had one mic.
Thank you for having me and Amelia.
I know. Next time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, how cute.
Oh, no.
Thank you, guys. You've been jaded.
Hey, jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it. And yeah, it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded.
Jaded.
Mano, vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá.